This is Dakota Datebook for August 26th. Whooping cough was among the scariest of childhood diseases. Also known as pertussis, whooping cough came from the bacterium Bordetella pertussis. Adults could get whooping cough, but its effects were deadliest in children. Consequently, whooping cough epidemics before the days of antibiotics and vaccines were greatly feared, for its germs were highly contagious. The disease resembled a common cold for its first 2 weeks, but the next 2 weeks brought accumulations of thick mucus inside one's airways, bringing fits of uncontrollable coughing. The episodes occurred over and over again until all the air had been expelled from the victim's lungs, forcing a desperate, deep inhalation through partly closed vocal cords, creating a peculiar, loud, whooping noise and an appalling feeling of near suffocation. If the whooping cough sufferer survived the 2 weeks of spasmodic coughing and whooping, a long convalescence of at least 2 weeks followed. There could also be complications like pneumonia or broken ribs from the coughing. In 1907, the North Dakota Board of Health reported 194 deaths from whooping cough. Lurking beneath the statistics were tales of tragic loss. It was on this date in 1903 that a Minot newspaper printed a terse report on the condition of a 19-month-old toddler named Harry Edgar Evers, who was having more than his share of trouble. The little boy had suffered an illness extending over a year. Young Harry Evers was first taken ill with the measles. Then he went through a siege of whooping cough. Nonetheless, the local physician, Dr. Taylor, believed he could save his little patient. Sadly, after whooping cough, the boy's illness developed into bronchitis. Next came dropsy, or edema, body swelling caused by accumulation of fluids. It got worse as Bright's disease damaged the youngster's kidneys beyond recovery. Harry Edgar Evers, born on January 2, 1902, died at the age of 20 months on September 25, 1903. His health having been ravaged by whooping cough and ever-worsening complications. His parents, known only as Mr. and Mrs. B.H. Evers, buried their baby boy at Rose Hill Cemetery on Minot South Hill. Public sympathy poured out to the bereaved, for this was their only child. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.